We're back on Maryland's Morning News. I'm Bill Vanko, and through the magic of radio, I have been transported while the commercial was playing to Howard County, which has for the last few decades been one of the fastest growing counties in Maryland. Seems you can't look anywhere these days without seeing houses going up or shopping centers or something like that. And right in the middle of all of that is a grand oasis of green, lush peacefulness. It's the Howard County Conservancy, right off Route 99 between Marriottsville and Ellicott City. And joining us this morning is Meg Boyd. She's the executive director of this wonderful place, which sits like a jewel in the middle of all the hustle and bustle that is Howard County.
Absolutely. We have 232 acres here, 4 miles of trails, and the trails and the grounds are open dawn to dusk 7 days a week. So even when our nature center and our building is not open, visitors are welcome to come and enjoy the outdoors and hike our trails.
And you are surrounded literally within a few hundred yards on any side by packed-in houses and lots of people and shopping centers. Mm-hmm. But yet you have this wonderful population of wild animals and trees and plants and garden areas.
Mm-hmm. It really is amazing. Actually, on one side of the property, we link to DNR property. And you can follow through our trails, link onto DNR property, and get all the way to the Patapsco River from here. So it is really just this nice little bubble of preservation right here in Howard County.
Now, coming up later this week on Thursday night, you have the Wine in the Garden event, which is one of your major fundraisers. What are you hoping that will achieve?
Well, that is our only fundraising event of the year, and all of the money we raise supports our environmental education programs here at the Conservancy. So we bring about 6,000 students a year here for field trips, and the money that we raise goes directly to help offset the costs of bringing the children here. We do kindergarten through 12th grade, so all different ages come, and everything they do here is directly linked to what they're doing in the classroom. So we really consider ourselves an outdoor extension to their classroom.
Why is it so important to get the kids here?
Well, you know, kids are spending less and less time outdoors. Screens are very distracting for children nowadays, and they're spending a lot of time watching TV and playing video games. And even when they get outside, we find it's for organized sports and things like that. So they go to their game, and then they come home. And they're just not really exploring the outdoors and connecting with nature. And that really is our mission, to connect people to nature.
Real quick, give me the 30-second commercial. How can people get involved? How can they take part in Wine in the Garden?
Well, they can visit our website and get tickets. Tickets are $40 early, and then $50 if you register the week of the event. We have really fun silent auction items. So in addition to purchasing tickets, there's some fun things you can pick up here that are nature-related that would also directly support the Conservancy. And then, you know, just check our website for all of our different events throughout the year. Once a month, we have a free guided hike, and so that's a great way to get to know about the Conservancy and learn a little bit more about what we do here.
And we'll put a link to your website on our website, WBAL.com. Make it easy for people. Meg Boyd, the executive director of the Howard County Conservancy, thanks for being with us on Maryland's Morning News.
Thank you.